Hello, listening friends, and welcome to RHC Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Edel Vasquez, sitting in for your regular host, Lena Valverde, and I'm inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today, we bring yet another special edition on the situation in the Bahamas in the wake of the devastation caused by Category 5 Hurricane Dorian earlier this month. Stay tuned. Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Dr. Herbert Minnis, says a national day of mourning must be held to properly mourn those who died as a result of Hurricane Dorian. The count is now at least 50, with 2,500 people listed as missing. Prime Minister Minnis visited Grand Bahama, where he held a press briefing and was updated by all of the relevant agencies there as they continued the relief effort on the island that was hard hit by Category 5 Hurricane Dorian as it passed through Abaco and Grand Bahama on September the 1st. I will be making a national address, during which time I will ask for a national day of mourning and for flags to be flown at half-mast in honor of those individuals who have died during this devastation, said Prime Minister Minnis. He extended condolences to those who lost loved ones in the storm, the strongest hurricane ever registered in the Atlantic Ocean. The Prime Minister acknowledged nobody could have predicted exactly what kind of devastation Hurricane Dorian would have left behind once it passed over the islands. But what I can say is that the entire international community is with us. They have been assisting us from day one. They have made commitments that they will assist us in rebuilding our country, said Prime Minister Minnis. He noted that the entire CARICOM community also reached out and offered assistance in the form of money, manpower, and advice. It's worth noting that on Wednesday, Cuba sent the first shipment of humanitarian aid to the Bahamas on board of a Cubana airliner. Raciel Proenza, Deputy Director General of Economic Collaboration of the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, the MINSEX, informed that in the coming days, a Cuban vessel with additional supplies will arrive in the Bahamas. Besides humanitarian aid, Cuba has offered to send a contingent of its Henry Reeve International Brigade of Health Professionals specialized in disaster situations and serious epidemics. The Cuban medical contingent is ready to leave as soon as the ongoing coordination with the Bahamian authorities is completed. Cuba also offered to send workers from the Electric Union to help restore electrical lines in the Bahamas, and a brigade equipped with chainsaws for the clearing of fallen trees across paths and roads. Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Timothy Harris, has again given the assurance that St. Kitts and Nevis, as well as the wider Caribbean region, stands in solidarity with the government and people of the Bahamas in the wake of the death and devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. He said, quote, "We could well understand when the Prime Minister of Bahamas, Mr. Herbert Minnis, indicated that the Bahamas really was a historic tragedy." Prime Minister Harris said he has since been in contact with his regional colleagues, including Prime Minister Minnis and CARICOM Secretary General Ambassador Irwin LaRocque, with whom he has discussed a coordinated regional response to assist the people of the Bahamas. Prime Minister Harris further noted that he has also held conversations with the chairman of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, Prime Minister Gaston Brown, and that they agreed to pool the resources of the member states of the organization as a contribution to the government and people of the Bahamas. Prime Minister Harris said that the government of the Bahamas, through the CARICOM Secretariat, has provided a preliminary list of immediate needs to assist residents. These include direct financial assistance, drinking water, water pumps, hygiene kits, and tarpaulins. The St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister stressed that it is important for the wider Caribbean region to be there to assist Bahamas in this time of unprecedented tragedy, as, quote, "We are all one and we are all vulnerable." Prime Minister Harris concluded, "Today it may be Bahamas, tomorrow it can be any other of us." You are tuning in to Radio Havana Cuba, and we are presenting a new special edition of our weekly segment on the Caribbean, what we call the Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Abel Vasquez, sitting in for your regular host, Lena Valverde, and stay tuned. Despite health concerns in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, is assuring that no cholera or any other epidemics have been found in the Bahamas. PAHO added that none of the islands is under quarantine. Abaco and Grand Bahama experienced severe flooding, with some communities left completely underwater after Hurricane Dorian battered the two islands last week. And while floods can potentially increase the transmission of waterborne and communicable diseases, both PAHO and the Ministry of Health in the Bahamas say there have not been any detected cholera cases, nor any increased numbers of infectious diseases. The Ministry of Health and PAHO issued a joint statement recommending that the population in the affected areas drink and use safe water and also continue to practice good hygiene, such as hand washing, to prevent waterborne diseases. Responding to concerns about dead bodies remaining, the statement noted that, contrary to common belief, there is no evidence that corpses pose a significant risk of disease epidemics. This is because most agents, virus and bacteria, do not survive long in the human body after death. The Ministry of Health said it is monitoring the health situation closely and will keep the public updated. Upon recognizing that the growing intensity of weather systems in the Caribbean is the new norm, Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Mottley stressed that the way business is done in the region has to change. Prime Minister Mottley toured parts of the Bahamas hit by Category 5 Hurricane Dorian last week, after which she made it clear that the way business was done in Barbados and the Caribbean had to change, as it related to preparing for such weather systems. Mottley outlined her government's plan of action to boost Barbados's resilience. "We have a responsibility as Caribbean people to redefine how we live and how we bolster our resilience for what is clearly a new norm," she said. Topping the list of proposed changes is the way houses are built in Barbados. She explained that Cabinet had agreed that the Ministry of Housing would issue a request for proposals, inviting architects and engineers to submit 3 to 4 designs for low and middle income houses. The second part of the government's action plan involves the cleanup process, which Mottley described as being critical, and should involve clearing the alleys, canals, watercourses, and around residences. The Prime Minister added that it was also important for persons to remove objects that could become missiles from around their homes. "We must now become a resilient people, not just Barbadians, but Caribbean people across the board," Prime Minister Mottley said, adding that readiness and resilience comes from us, Caribbean people, preparing ourselves in how we build and in how we keep around our environment. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on RHC, Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. Until next time.